There's a meal beforehand at 6. Invite you to come and join us for that. Also, today is a big celebration, a big day as we begin our time of family promise. So I'll call on Shannon.
Yes, good morning. Today is move-in day. We have a lot of things going on. One, we still need some volunteers, particularly for Saturday. So if you have a few hours that you can volunteer, particularly men, we do have 3 dads, 1 need a single dad. So if you are able to volunteer, we would really love for you to take up that opportunity because these are some really great families that we're being welcoming to our home today. Also, because it's moving day, I need hands-on day, because we all know that many hands make light work. There's a job for everybody. So if you can help out, that would be great. And we will be taking pictures because there will be an expose that the Today Show will be doing, and I've been asked to take pictures today. So that will be happening as well. So a lot of things going on. So please come and help us today and make a difference and shine your light on these families. Thank you so much.
I'm going to clarify some things, so get ready to say yes. So it's helping after church today to set up the rooms
today, yes.
Right after worship. And tell us more about being on the Today Show.
So Craig Melvin is going to be the special guest speaker at the gala on Saturday that raises funds for Family Promise of Midlands. And because he is with the Today Show, and of course that's the son of South Carolina, the Today Show is wanting to do an expose on Family Promise of the Midlands specifically, and it will air on the 21st of March on the 3rd hour of the Today Show. So you might see some familiar faces on the Today Show on Thursday.
Okay, thank you. It's pretty exciting, isn't it? Good. Just so happens we happen to have them when they're going to be doing that,
yes.
Right? Yeah, just. Jonathan and our youth are not here this week. They are at in Charleston doing the Spring Into Action. That means they're doing service projects with needy folks. So please keep them in your thoughts and prayers. They'll be returning sometime today. Well, let's prepare for our worship.
Thank you. Please rise.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of heaven and earth, you come in close and make us yours. Equip us by your Spirit to confess our sin, embrace your forgiveness, and seek the way you set before us in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. With honesty of heart, let us confess our sin. Merciful God, forgive us. Our will is handcuffed to sin, and we cannot break free. We have spoken when we should have kept quiet. We were silent when we should have said something. We acted when we knew better. We were still when we know we should have moved. For the wrong we have done, for the good we have failed to do, have mercy on us. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God loved the world so much that he sent Jesus to heal us and set us free. In God's mercy, you are forgiven. In God's love, you have life. Amen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the
congregation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God of the covenant, in the mystery of the cross, you promise everlasting life in the world. Gather all peoples into your arms and shelter us with your mercy, that we may rejoice in the life we share in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Be seated, and with the children, please come forward. Good morning. And I will just point out, Eli and I are the only ones up here not wearing green. And you have green lights in your shoes. Oh no, that means I'm the only one not wearing green. You know, why would we wear green today? It's St. Patrick's Day, isn't it? Yep. Yesterday, I was in a restaurant getting something to eat, and two whole busloads of people came in. They were all wearing green and little leprechaun hat, glasses, and all that kind of stuff. They were heading to a St. Patrick's Day parade. There. Everybody was all excited about going to this parade. So I thought that would mean today was a good day for us to talk about St. Patrick and who he was. Not a four-leaf clover. Yeah. You've seen three-leaf clovers.
You can even see on Charlotte's dress, she's got a little one just like this. That's right. And even on George's dress, she's got some of the dress. So this is a big symbol for St. Patrick. St. Patrick
grew up. Boy, this thing's cutting in and out, isn't it? St. Patrick grew up, and he was stolen away from his house when he was a boy and had to serve as a slave in another country. And then he went back home. Actually, the other country where he was serving as a slave was Ireland. And then when he finally escaped from being a slave, he was safe for a while, but then he felt called to go back to Ireland and teach them all about Jesus. And that's what he did. He walked all over the country of Ireland and taught people all about Jesus' love. And clover, or shamrock as this is sometimes called, the legend is that somebody asked him to explain the Holy Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And he used this to explain how it's one thing, but it has three different sections. And to say that God is a bit like that, that it's one God, but we encounter God in three different ways. So that's why everybody constantly thinks about a shamrock whenever they look at St. Patrick's Day. So St. Patrick it's
a lot of fun
with green and celebration and party, but he's really a guy who told everybody about Jesus just like we should. So that's what I wanted you to remember today. But before I let you go, I got a question for you. Do you remember where that word is we hid last week? Do you remember the word? Yeah, they can't say it. We can't say that word, remember? But it is still in that box right there, because remember, every Sunday we think about the resurrection and how Jesus came to save us. So keep remembering the word in that box. We won't say it right now, but we will say it when we get to Easter. Okay, let's have our prayer. Dear Jesus, help us to tell others about you like St. Patrick did. Inspire us in our faith that we may witness for you always. Amen. Peace and serve the Lord.
A reading from Genesis. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, You have given me no offspring, and so a slave born in my house is to be my heir. But the word of the Lord came to him, This man shall not be your heir. No one but your very own issue shall be your heir. He brought him outside and said, Look toward heaven and count the stars, if you are able to count them. Then he said to him, So shall your descendants be. And he believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. Then he said to him, I am the Lord who brought you from Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess. But he said, O Lord God, how am I to know that I shall possess it? He said to him, Bring me a heifer 3 years old, a female goat 3 years old, a ram 3 years old, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. He brought him all these and cut them in two, laying each half over against the other. But he did not cut the birds in two. And when the birds of prey came down on the carcasses, Abram drove them away. As the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and a deep and terrifying darkness descended upon him. When the sun had gone down, it was dark. A smoking fire pot and a flaming torch passed between these pieces. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, To your descendants I give this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the Euphrates. The word of the Lord.
Oh,
A reading from Philippians. Brothers and sisters, join in imitating me and observe those who live according to the example you have in us. For many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. I have often told you of them, and now I tell you even with tears. Their end is destruction, their God is the belly, and their glory is in their shame. Their minds are set on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven, and it is from there that we are expecting a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will transform the body of our humiliation that it may be conformed to the body of his glory by the power that also enables him to make all things subject to himself. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for you, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to Jesus, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." He said to them, "Go and tell that fox for me. Listen, I am casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day, I must be on my way, because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you. And I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Two scientists were eating lunch one day and talking about their research. One of them said to another, "Well, I've been working on proving that a dog is man's best friend, but I can't come up with an experiment to prove my hypothesis." "Oh, that's simple," said the other scientist. "Here's what you do. Put your dog and your wife in the trunk of your car and drive around for an hour. When you open up the trunk, who's really happy to see you?" I know, that's terrible. And I believe that if you really did that, you might discover man's best friend and his worst enemy at the same time. Having friends and enemies points out something Paul talked about in his letter to the Philippians. The cross has enemies. "For many live as enemies of the cross," he said. "I have often told you of them, and now I tell you even with tears." Many live as enemies of the cross, seeking any way possible to tear down God and God's people. Others live as enemies of the cross, living in ways that ignore God's love for us, focused on the self, and not at all interested in responding to Christ's sacrifice. The cross does have its enemies. God calls us to be its friends. What does it mean to be a friend of the cross? How do we live that out? Well, I think it means a lot of things, but let me highlight just a few. Don't be ashamed of your faith. What I mean by that is that we are called to live out our faith daily in natural ways. Let me give you an easy example. How many of us pray before meals in our homes, but not in restaurants? What are we afraid of? That people will think our faith is important to us? A couple of years ago, Nan and I were eating in a restaurant when a family was seated near us. When the waitress came for their drink orders, the man in the family said to her, "We are about to pray. Is there anything in your life you would like for us to include?" It was so simple, so natural, and so right. When natural times to live out or express our faith show up, do it. That's being a friend of the cross. Care for others. That's another way to be a friend of the cross. On that cross, Jesus put our welfare above his own. Now we are called to put the welfare of others before our own. Reach out in love, particularly to those in need, to those who are outcast, to those who are offensive to us, to those who are so easy to overlook or forget. It takes effort. But if we care for others because Christ cared for us, that's being a friend of the cross. Give some time to your faith. I guess that's another way of saying to be intentional about God. Give some time to your faith. Come to worship. It's important. Read your Bible and study the scriptures some each week, each day. Keep a Sabbath, which means more than just enduring church for an hour and the duty is done. It means spending some intentional, quiet time with God. Pray, listening as much as you speak. Give some time to your faith. That's being a friend of the cross. Being a friend of the cross means keeping the promises we made in our confirmation. Remember, the pastor asked you, "Do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth?" And we answered, "I do, and I ask God to help and guide me." Keeping the promise. That's being a friend of the cross. While doing research for a doctoral thesis, a young man spent a year with a group of Navajo Indians on a reservation in the Southwest. He lived with one family, sleeping in their hut, eating their food, working with them, and generally living their life. The grandmother of the family spoke no English, yet a very close friendship formed between the grandmother and the doctoral student. They seemed to share the common language of love, and they intuitively understood each other. Over the months, he learned a few phrases of Navajo, and she picked up a few words and phrases in English. When it was time for the young man to return to the university and write up his thesis, the tribe held a going-away celebration for him. It was marked by sadness, since he had developed a close relationship with all those in the village. As he prepared to get into his truck and drive away, the old grandmother came to tell him goodbye. With tears streaming from her eyes, she placed her hands on either side of his face, looked directly into his eyes, and said, "I like me best when I'm with you." We like us best when we're with Jesus. We like us best when we're living God's way. Being a friend of the cross means that we are loved and held close to God's heart. Live as a friend of the cross. Proclaim the love of Christ. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Almighty God, we come before you from the many journeys of our lives, having walked different paths, having come from different places, and yet our destination is the same. Our destination is you. Fill our hunger for you. Unite us as your children all over the world and give us peace. Lord, in your mercy, Loving God, you know our steps often take us on paths we shouldn't trod. Forgive us when we stray away from you. Guide us to walk in your way, to live in care and concern for each other, and to be faithful to you always. Lord, in your mercy, we hardly know what to say or to think after another church shooting this week, merciful Lord. Whether it's a Christian church, a Jewish synagogue, or a Muslim mosque, a place of worship and unity and love has once again been the target of hatred, fear, and violence. Help us, O God. Bless and comfort those who have suffered this week in New Zealand. Bring your healing to all the world, and from this event, transform us into paths of greater unity and peace. Lord, in your mercy, comforting Savior, sometimes the paths of our lives are hard. So many face illness or trouble. So often we struggle with worries and fears. So many are lonely or lost. Give your comfort and help to all in need. Abide with us through all the journeys of our lives. Bless your people, O Lord, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, God of life, as we go through our lives, walk with us. Thank you for your love, which is never far from us. Thank you for loving us so much that you sent Jesus for our salvation. May we walk through our lives confident and sure that we are yours forever. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace. of life. Lord, we do thank and adore you. Unceasing praise of the ages, rise from the night and death.
Let us pray. Generous God,
you feed us with the harvest of the land, and you provide for our every need. Receive our gifts of money, imagination, and labor, and transform them into a feast that welcomes all. In Jesus Christ, our host and our guest. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You call your people to cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that renewed in the gift of baptism, we may come to the fullness of your grace. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, hosanna, hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy God, our living water and our merciful guide, we bless and magnify you. You led your people Israel through the desert and joined us in our desert, pouring out your life for the world. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life, death, and resurrection, we await your salvation for all this thirsty world. Pour out your Spirit on this holy food and on all the baptized gathered for this feast. Wash away our sin that we may be revived for the journey by the love of Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. Tender and merciful one, at your feast, you fed us who brought nothing, turned our emptiness into joy. Fill with your abundant grace, send us now to be ministers of reconciliation, mending broken hearts, working for justice, and striving for peace among all people. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.